I've got Dr. Amnon Aran from City University London on the line. Now, I spoke to you last week and you predicted that the Israeli opinion polls would change before the election, and you were right. The result today was very different to what they had predicted. Yesh Atid is saying that it will only go into government with Netanyahu if he reopens peace talks with the Palestinians. Do you think this means peace with the Palestinians is about to come back onto the Israeli agenda?
I don't think so, certainly not at the first instance. Yesh Atid have made some statements to that effect, but we have to remember that the thrust of Yesh Atid's campaign was directed towards addressing the grievances of the Israeli middle class, and I think that would still be the first priority for Yesh Atid, and indeed that would be the potential of that party in terms of showing a tangible achievement should they go into government, and that would be absolutely crucial for them, for their future and for their future survival.
If Netanyahu brought in Yesh Atid but also Jewish Home, how do you think that would work in terms of balancing those competing ideas or ideologies?
Well, I think they would probably find a compromise regarding their contrasting views on the Palestinian front. So they could not go with the demands of Abayit HaYehudi, the Jewish Home, on the one hand, and the government would not be proactive, let's put it this way, necessarily, to reopen the Palestinian peace process. And what they would do is focus on the common denominator of Yesh Atid and the Beit HaYehudi, which again addresses the Israeli middle classes, drafting more ultra-Orthodox to the army, making the cost of living in Israel more reasonable, etc. And in terms of the international sphere, focusing or again refocusing on the issue of Iran, which would take priority. So I think we would see a government that would not be proactive about going forward with the peace process with the Palestinians, but at the same time, it is not entirely sure that they would have the luxury to sort of sideline that issue given the potential developments on the ground in Palestinian politics.
The relationship between Netanyahu and Obama has been pretty bad. Do you think this result and the sort of likely makeup of the next government opens the way for them to reconcile a bit?
Well, I think certainly the tense relationship between Netanyahu and Obama does have an impact and a further incentive from Netanyahu's point of view to create a government with Yesh Atid and potentially also with Hatnua, Tzipi Livni's party, whilst keeping out the ultra-Orthodox. Otherwise, Netanyahu would be hard-pressed in terms of his ability to deal with the international community if he bases his government solely on the Israeli right and the ultra-Orthodox.
Okay, Dr. Amnon Aran, thank you very much.